Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. Today we will talk about New Year's resolutions and last year's disillusions. How to avoid the pitfalls of being disappointed once again. Join us. They missed our intro. Like, there was no build-up.
Y'all said y'all wanted that with a beat drop.
That is not what I said. See, Cherie, we confuse the people.
This is like, I went to a party, Georgia's, years ago, and the DJ forgot the countdown to New Year's Eve. That's how anticlimactic that just was.
Oh.
We want to come in with a bang.
Inglewood's finest shoes.
What shoes?
Inglewood.
I don't get it.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.
There you go. You got your
bank. That was kind of sexy.
There you go.
We starting off sexy. All right. Keep up, y'all.
Put your pinky rings up. I need a pinky ring.
I don't have
you
that's
do.
What, that's what I'm getting.
You
that's
do
what
need
I'm
a
getting.
Pinky ring.
Oh.
You yeah, do ring, need man. A pinky ring.
Fiery pimplish.
Need a pinky ring.
Welcome.
Put it up to there.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. This is our first show of the new year, 2017.
Yes, it is.
Woo, woo, woo.
We made it back.
We made it in one piece. Hello.
Yes.
So let me introduce my amazing panel. To my left, I have one of my favorite people.
Wow.
One of my favorite
wow.
people.
Wow, I like this.
My male me, Mr. Demetrius Jones.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, America.
So you got to put a spin on Jones because it's such a common name. You see how I did that? Demetrius Jones.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
that's a good introduction.
Put a little flavor on it.
I'll spin that.
And then, oh my gosh, last but like we say, never, ever, ever, ever least, or she will cut you.
I will not cut anybody.
My militant me is Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back.
You wouldn't cut anybody?
We don't believe it. Violence is not the answer.
Shit.
I learned how to get
you from Detroit. Violence has to be the answer sometimes, right?
Sometimes violence is the answer.
Could be necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
could
if
be
it's
necessary.
Brought to you, it's different than you.
No, sometimes you got to take it to somebody too. You know, every now and again that come up. It's like, hey, I got to take it to them.
Well, all right. Well, since you
you
taking it to people, take it to this bottle
today?
Of champagne.
What?
Yeah, I can't open it.
Why you want
today?
Me to open it?
You just put some lotion.
I'm weak from all the veggies I've been eating.
No, you ain't weak. No, you're not. This shit is just on way
is
too
it really?
Tight.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
It's not meant to be. I'm going to cover my eyeballs.
Pop, don't pop it. Don't pop it like it's hot.
I'm scared.
Oh!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, don't know how that was going to. I have some tissues.
Well, you know
what? Napkins.
That was, you know, this that was a good way to open the show. So let's
Happy
talk
New
about
Year.
Happy New
oh,
Year.
You on your hand, you like,
couple
yes.
days later. Oh, look,
that
we can do that in the middle
so well.
Of the show.
Yes, he just switched it up. It's on you.
Well, all right.
There you
all
go.
Right.
I'm concerned with myself.
All right, I personally like it on the table. I think it looks.
That's
festive.
What she said. Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Wow, starting 2017.
Come on, Courtney. So, what did y'all do to usher in the new year? What did you do?
Courtney,
what'd you do?
I was really quiet for the entire holiday, actually, which was quite pleasing. I painted, I wrote, I watched old movies and New Year's. And for New Year's, I was with friends and my godkids, and we had a whole lot of Chinese food and a whole lot
Were
of beverages.
Were you here?
I was actually here, yeah.
What
I
is that about Chinese food?
What?
Like, cause didn't you do Chinese food?
Mm. So now I know who be on my gram.
No, it wasn't. I think you told me that.
I didn't tell you that.
Well, somebody told me. Somebody else told me they were doing.
I did
they
do
were
Chinese
in,
food.
Talking about Chinese food.
I did do Chinese.
So
food.
Is that a thing?
I mean, with my friends,
I just
of,
get I get
I
my favorite.
Like
so we
yeah.
had pizza from. Damn, what's the name of that place? I cannot.
Mulberry.
Yes,
yeah,
from Mulberry,
Mulberry
and Panda.
Panda.
You got Panda. Nasty.
I did not get Panda. That shout out to Golden Chinese Chopsticks. Food.
I was not eating no Panda Express.
It is gourmet Chinese food. I believe in Panda.
Panda, as in Express?
Panda is not delicious.
Panda, it was good.
That is not real
good.
Chinese food.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Fail.
Like y'all no, going to Panda. Beijing to get y'all damn Chinese food.
You know, I have personally been to Beijing.
I have not.
Shade.
But New York has great Chinese food.
New York has the best. Did you ever have a real egg roll?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has great Chinese food. St. Louis has great Chinese
food. That's not really Chinese food.
It's all different. But we ain't going to fight about Chinese food. Because obviously you all know.
All right. So,
you don't understand.
Can y'all tell me what you did for New Year's Eve?
I had a party. We're fighting about Chinese food. With my boys came in town from Detroit. We had a great time. Shout out to all of them. Damon, Colleen, Garland, Lee. I appreciate y'all coming out and everybody else who came. I can't shout out everybody on the show.
Cheers, you guys.
I know. Yeah. Cheers to a new year.
So, all right. I had a great house party.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
House party was the way to go. We actually went out like the day before New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And like we were in West Hollywood with some friends. And
how was West Hollywood? What was the environment?
The day before New Year's Eve was great. It was wild. We were out there till like 5:00 in the morning.
What?
But then we came home. And then that way, New Year's Eve, it was kind of like chill. Like everybody's in the house party kind of situation.
So what was everybody doing out until 5? Was it kind of like a block party kind of thing? Ooh, well, all right.
I don't really know.
Okay, now
apparently.
We just went dancing.
Not with that look.
See, because I'm.
What happened, Courtney?
We just went dancing. I was totally innocent.
I hope that's one of her New Year's resolutions.
It's
to tell the truth.
It was just one of those where you meet people and you chat and like people disappear and you don't know where they are. You gotta find them and like so it turned into a crazy like.
So it's kind of nasty. Night. It's kind of like freaky deaky.
I made it home safe and sound, unscathed by anything. But I had a great time.
You were unscathed, but were you untouched?
I was untouched. Mm. I don't know what that means.
Good question, Sheree.
Sheree.
It was West Hollywood. I was untouched.
What?
Technically.
No, I ain't got nothing to say about the day before New Year's Eve.
That was the day before New Year's Eve.
But
and then New Year's
I'm
Eve.
I'm beginning to think, is it like a thing where like the day before New Year's Eve, it's like a little more wild than New Year's Eve?
I don't know if it's a little more wild per se, but I feel like it's like people feel like it, I don't know, shoot. It just felt like it was a little bit safer to have a good time that night.
I feel you on
that. New Year's
I had an interesting experience with a fake booty on New Year's Eve.
What
the
does
day,
that
the
mean?
Day before.
What I was, happened?
I was at a strip club, so I have,
in L.A.?
Yeah.
Boo.
It was at Sam's downtown. You done been. Good to know. Anyway, what you do, Sheree?
You can't entice our viewers with a strip club
and then
scenario
off.
And situation and then just drop the ball.
Well, I don't really care for fake derriers or pumped up and all that type of stuff. But I saw one. I was like, I understand how other guys could like that. It's
How'd
just
you know
not
it wasn't
my
real?
Thing.
Did you know this particular stripper?
I know. No, I don't know any particular stripper. I don't frequent the clubs like that, but I could tell. I know it wasn't natural.
That, yeah.
God
did not make that.
But you know what? It was
didn't
interesting
create that.
Because I was watching had it on TMZ. I think it was today or yesterday, and they had a picture of Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing?
I haven't seen
it. Because it was probably the one that was out like all over the holiday. Like people were coming for her. Like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you know that's not your backside. Because it's like she had airbrushed herself onto another body.
This was the one in Mexico. So I don't know if these are newer pictures because I was really out of the loop in terms of TV and being connected during the New Year's holiday. But they were basically, men just don't really seem to care how you got there. As long as you're there.
Yeah.
Do you share in that sentiment?
No, I do not. Because
do you feel like you're in the minority, though? Like, most dudes really don't care as long as it's there?
Well, I figured out what it is. Like, when a woman bends over, it doesn't look as weird. Because this is the thing with the fake derriers or pumped up. You can tell because it looks lopsided. It don't look right. They all don't look right. You can tell where it's like, that don't look even. It don't look symmetrical. But once they bend over, it's like, okay. You know.
I can't with you.
So I think that's what happens.
But it's like they don't care as long as she bends over.
When she bends over,
it all looks the same.
Yeah, pretty much. That's really it. That's not my philosophy. Yes, but you know, that's their philosophy.
Fair enough.
Well, does anybody want to know what I did?
Sure.
Yeah.
I went to Vegas, okay. Baby. Uh-huh. And I can't say nothing because you know what they say about Vegas.
You can say.
Well, no. It wasn't wild. I had a nice time.
How did you feel when you got back?
Crazy heavy.
This is what she told me. I was like, what does that mean?
My spirit was so like heavy. I was just like
negative full.
No. Like negative. I'm not going to say depressed because that wasn't it. Oh, that's funny.
Vegas do that.
I'm depressed and that's funny.
What were you doing in Vegas?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It wasn't what I did. It wasn't like I came back. We had a good time. I was with a good group of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't wild at all. It was, you know, tame for us. And we ended up going to Hakkasan, having dinner there. And then after we went to the club and Drake performed, you know, we had a little section. So it was nice. And then I got back to the room. It was about 3:00, went to sleep. And then the next day I had to get up because my flight was at like 10:50. But I got home and I was just like,
rookie.
For me. And
rookie
I slept all day. I got home and I slept.
At 10:50, girl. All day.
Flight, yeah. I got up and I was, because I was ready to, I'm like, I'm ready to bounce.
When I go to Vegas, my flight is at 6
p.m.
Yes.
Well, you know what? The late, I didn't want to come back that late because, you know, you got to check out of the hotel. Then you got a couple hours. What do? You got all your bags? I mean, I guess you could put them in bell check. I'm trying to get home. I'm not trying to linger. I am trying to get home.
I'm trying to sleep.
But not at that early.
Yeah.
But it was like that flight was they had one earlier, that one, and then it was a big gap.
Why is your spirit heavy? What did you see?
Did you meet the devil? I saw a lot of drunk people.
Drunk people.
Like, they was really, really, like, really drunk. But I can't pinpoint it. I don't know what it is. You know what? And I do believe that spiritually we can kind of draw things. You know what I mean? If you're in that environment, some of that stuff can kind of get on you.
Energy on you.
Right, so I'm saying I don't think it's not my. I'm good. I'm blessed. I think I got some bad juju. What did I? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad it's
over.
How'd you
get rid of it?
Girl prayed. I
need to go back to Vegas. If you ain't do nothing, then you come back with juju on you.
Yeah, but it wasn't a good juju. Like, you know, it wasn't good. It was, okay, so what's going on current event-wise that is kind of like the thorn in your side, the craw in your, what did your grandma say? It was the craw in your flesh, the craw in your paw. No. What is it?
Oh, my God, you just, like, took it out of my mouth. I'm like, it gets stuck in your craw.
It gets stuck in, what's stuck in your craw, Demetrius?
Talladega.
What's going on?
Talladega is a... I'm not going to talk crazy about the entire school of Talladega because I went to a couple HBCUs, Clark Atlanta, and as well as my alma mater, close to my heart, Tennessee State University, which will not be performing under any circumstances at Donald Trump's inauguration.
Are we talking sports right now?
No, Talladega's band will allegedly be performing at Donald Trump's inauguration.
So you're mad at him?
Hell yeah, I'm mad at him. And I think the students who are members of the band should refuse to do it.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think about this. Because, you know what? You no matter how you feel, love him, hate him, you're indifferent, this man's about to be our president.
So?
There's not a certain amount of respect that has to be given.
No. None. Oh. Not at all.
Really?
No.
Oh, I don't know if I agree.
Because when you have a someone who is the leader, what people forget is at one time, and I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, but I'm saying at one time, Hitler was the duly elected leader of Germany. And so it's not, I don't just give my power over to people willy-nilly.
But it's an invitation. So it's not like, I feel like they should actually refuse the invitation, in my opinion, because I would refuse the invitation the same way they were talking about the Rockettes were upset because they might have to dance and then they were forcing them and whatever. to me, they should have the liberty to refuse. And if I were in the band, I would refuse. If I were the school, I would have refused unless there was a check involved, only because Black colleges need money. But I don't believe there's a check involved. I think it's just them sanctioning
whatever.
No, they
probably get a check, and they don't need money that bad. Do they get a check? Yeah, they probably will give them a check or something like that. But my thing is,
they travel them. But
they don't need, no one needs money that bad.
Oh, yes,
if you need that money that bad, go out of business.
HBCUs right now need that money really bad. Like, really bad.
Let me say this.
So Courtney,
every HBCU is not struggling.
So let me ask you, if they do need the money, do you think that that is a valid decision?
No. They need to tell their alumni, if you don't give us money, this is the type of stuff that we may have to do. You don't do it.
Good point.
Period. They made it since 1865 without performing at Donald Trump's inauguration. They can do this.
Well, have they performed at other inaugurations? Is that kind of a customary thing?
Not for Talladega. I don't think they have the type of band like FAMU, Jackson State, Tennessee State.
So they haven't had the opportunity before.
Yeah. And they claim that, well, it's a good opportunity for the... They didn't say they did it for the money. No, they said for the students to see the transition. It's a good opportunity for them to see that. I'm like, they can watch that shit on TV.
To see the transition.
But to be there, it's different.
Wait a minute, though. What transition?
The transition of power, the actual ceremonies around the inauguration. Whatever. And I mean... Gotcha.
Whatever. I think the students should take it upon... This is also a good opportunity for the students to understand what it means to say no to power.
Yeah.
And speak truth to power and say, I'm not doing it. When I was in college, I did a bunch of shit that I knew I might get kicked out for, and I'm talking about real radical stuff, and I did it because it was the right thing to do.
Gotcha.
So they should do it.
I agree with you know what I mean, doing the right thing. I personally think the right thing is about showing respect to whoever is in, you know, a position of power or whoever is appointed as our leader. That doesn't mean that they have to accept the invitation. That is not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. But the man's about to be our president. Shoot. Okay. What's in your crawl?
In my, I don't have anything because I decided for 2017 that I can't be phased by none of the bullshit.
So you
and
just
I'm,
go.
I drink actively, up. That's
just
gonna help.
Actively. Because there was a lot of shit in 2016. And I am making a concerted effort every single day to not be fazed by the bullshit because it's so much all the time everywhere.
That's interesting. Okay, let's get into our main topic. We're going to discuss the hope of a new year, you know, out with the old, in with the new, and how ushering in of a new year can really bring us a sense of newfound hope for our future and the belief that we can be who we've always wanted to be, to do what we've always wanted to do. However, the other side of that is having a heaviness. That's not where my heaviness came from. Or possibly it is. Maybe I just haven't really gone deep enough. Or sense of failure and disappointment for falling short on last year's goals and plans. So where does that leave us? Are we afraid to strive, to hope, or to challenge ourselves? Should we just go with the flow so that we can avoid being disappointed? Or should we have resolutions? Should we set goals? What is your take? Now, this is what I want to ask you, because we're going to explore all of that. I know that was a lot. You said, so you've already made decisions to do things differently this year. Do you have last year disillusions? You know, things that you strive to do and realize that, you know what, maybe this was a little outside of my capacity, my comfort zone. You know, maybe I aim for something that really isn't important for me. Where are you with that?
I felt like, for me at least, 2016 was a year of my energy being spread way too much amongst way too many things, way too many people, way too much stuff that wasn't necessarily for the benefit of me or what I wanted in my life.
What does that look like, though? Were you saying yes to everything?
I was saying yes to
shit.
I was doing too much. I was going through, obviously, we talked about before, I went through a breakup earlier in the year that has been an energy drain because it's a whole process and all of that. So I feel like I was sort of dealing with that and dealing with how friends and family and all of that sort of fits in and how I'm shifting and what I'm doing in life going forward yeah. and people's judgment about that and like what that's, they got to say about this and whatever. So I just feel like I felt very spread out. Like my energy wasn't centered the way that I needed to be and what yes. I needed to be doing and focused on what I needed to be doing to propel myself forward. And at that point, it was also sort of figuring out what going forward means now because yeah. it means something different. So yeah. that was sort of where I was at with 2016, which is why it was draining and like, yeah. I just don't even like know what to do. Like, great yes. things happened. I don't feel like it was like a bullshit year, like at yeah. all. But
have you had bullshit years?
No, I've never had a bullshit year. There's always great things happening and yeah. positive things happening, and it's important to like remember that and keep those. But then there's the horrible shit that happened can overshadow all of yeah. that, and part of also not letting what was horrible.
And that's perspective, too. Yeah. It's like, you know, it really depends on what you choose to focus on.
You ever had a bullshit year?
Define that.
It was just a bus? Like,
no, I need you to define what that is. Probably specifically.
Probably, I would think, but she said it, so that's why I looked at you.
Like, oh.
What's a bullshit year? Like,
I mean, I would like assume. Just a whack ass year. Just like, a whack. Like, but I can't imagine that ever exists for anybody because but if you
that's
really.
That's what I'm saying.
I had like, one whack ass year.
Like, the whole year, you just, it was a while.
It was a couple, it was a month or something like that, that was like, okay. But I remember, might have been I know I was at TSU. I was like, and I looked back, I was like, man, that was a whack-ass year right there.
What made it whack, though?
I just wasn't feeling it.
So let me ask you this. So when you realized it was whack, when was that? Was that like entering into a new year? And like assessing what was behind
when,
you.
Yeah, when everything after I had gotten out of the year and things had started to change the way I wanted them to change, then I kind of recognized it was about a whack 6-7 months. Where I was like, this is whack.
Let me ask you this: what won't you carry into this year from last year?
I don't. I don't mean to sound well. I'm good. There's nothing from last year that I would not carry into this year. If anything, I'll just intensify it.
Okay,
including my dislike for Donald Trump. So. I was saying to myself, yeah. I was like, you know what? I need to be more kind to those who deserve the kindness,
like me,
right? And I need to be more mean to those that deserve the meanness. That's
like
really
Courtney. No.
I deserve the meanness.
No.
You're so sweet, Courtney. You're so sweet.
See, I'm sweet. I wouldn't cut nobody.
You're so sweet. All right. So.
What about you? What you not going to bring?
I know. What you not
going to bring? Seriously, like, she got a lot of stuff that she want to say. But
no, because you know what it is? I am just in a place where I think that God is really pruning my life. So cutting different things out, because you know you can be busy and not be productive.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
I have the propensity, I'm inclined to just, you know how many steps a day I take according to my Fitbit?
How many?
Ridiculous. Without working out, I'm like at 8,000 steps. I ain't worked out. I mean, I'm always constantly.
You're doing 8,000 steps?
And don't sleep. My sleep pattern is horrible.
Oh, no.
Because my mind is going.
Oh. Oh, never mind.
What was you going to say, Demetrius?
You be eating. You have to be. You
doing eating what?
I don't know. 8,000 steps.
8,000 steps.
That's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of daggone steps.
Without
which is
working
why,
out, it is.
Let me tell you.
Especially living
probably,
in L.A. where we don't walk nowhere.
That's probably with, because you don't have the stairs and everything. I'm constantly moving. I'm in the house. I'm upstairs. I'm downstairs.
Let me see your Fitbit. Is it by Fitbit?
It's by Fitbit.
All right.
This is a, oh, my God.
You got off-brand is miscalculating.
Every now and again, Sharia be like, my God. I need to work out. I need to do
this. And understand, I had this.
Well, if you're doing that, you don't need to work out.
I woke up. I took this off and charged it. I'm at 3,840 steps right now.
Did you cut it off when you drove over here?
No. I didn't cut it off. But I don't think that counts as a step. But but I'm telling you, as much as I eat and don't work out, do you know how big I would be? If I wasn't taking all them steps,
that's true.
I wasn't moving so much, but so what I want to do is I want to be more intentional.
Yes.
That is my that is my key word. Instead of a resolution, and we're going to get into that, my thing is to be more intentional about the things that I do.
Okay.
You know, because I'm a creative spirit, so I like to kind of go with the flow, which is good. You know, it's good not to overplan everything, but at the same time, I mean, have a direction, right, have, you know, like an end goal or something. So speaking of that, let's get into resolutions, because so many people do that. They sit down, they make their list. Did y'all make a list? Do you believe in resolutions? Do you believe in...
Normally I don't, but I have one.
What is it?
I'm going to stop liking pictures on Instagram where girls are taping themselves and they like...
They're
just
working
doing
out?
They ain't doing shit. Oh, they just doing this. Like, I'm so pretty. And then they had that damn flower filter on and they don't... Let me say this. I'm sick of that shit,
you
man.
You know what you're doing? Going on a Kardashian fast. I love it.
It ain't just them. It's just regular chicks. And they look all right, but you ain't the only bagger. It's like they're looking, and it's like they're so amazed by how pretty they are. And they just, I was like, man, I'm going to stop liking it, because I'll give somebody a courtesy like, because, it, you know, they support me. I'm going to stop liking it.
Have I ever
done
that?
And I'm going to follow that. If you have... I'm going to look back and see. Have you?
I don't... You know what I'm
saying? Say something. Don't just hold the damn phone and just do like this.
No, I don't think I ever don't say anything. But sometimes, you know, I'm feeling a little cute.
Then you better figure out a way to
but
display
I'm always,
that.
Exactly. But it's never just...
So that's one of my resolutions.
Do you do that, Courtney?
I'm so dead right now.
You do that?
No,
you know people who do.
I don't. Yeah, I know, but I'm not a selfie. Like, I don't. You'll see my page. I don't have that many selfies. The sad part, though, is that when people do that, that's when you get the most likes. When I post selfies, is when you get
the most
likes.
But no. There's
a
difference.
I'll post like some intense like comment about something.
Courtney, there is a difference between taking a picture of yourself, and for those, you know, I see some women, they got. And dudes, where they just got walls and walls of pictures of themselves.
It's much.
Not talking about that. I'm talking about film, where they have, and they're just doing like this, looking in the camera.
Like on Snapchat?
What
like
about
what?
Singing?
Like, that's what happens.
What about, like, taping yourself singing? Just singing.
Can you sing?
No. Not, like, lip syncing, basically.
Is it a really good song?
Oh, Lord.
Is it a really good song?
No, that's exactly.
Then, no, cut that shit out.
You love the song. It's your favorite song.
It's my favorite song.
How about we all spend too much time on Instagram?
No, we don't. I just want that to stop. What else do I want to stop on Instagram?
What do you want to stop? That's a good question. What do you want to stop in 2017?
Like,
what are you tired of from 2016 that you don't even want to see or hear about? Don't say Trump. Anything outside of Trump in 2000, because you're going to see
and
all that.
And the whole video and yourself showing
so
how
what?
Pretty.
What is it?
Pretty
what
Hurts
are you
video.
Tired of?
I'm going to call them Pretty Hurts videos. I don't want to see no more Pretty Hurts videos. Okay, so.
Courtney, what are you tired of?
Yeah, go,
I'm
Courtney. I got
to
think about
something.
This.
I don't really have anything that I'm like, I cannot take. Well, no.
What
maybe
you got?
Give me a minute. You go.
I swear to God. I am praying and fasting for this beard movement to end.
I love beards, really?
Okay, let me tell you. Bushy beard.
It's the lumberjack movement.
Listen, unless you selling paper towels,
you don't want
or you giving out Christmas presents, don't do it. No, it's too much. It's
no
too much. Not the bushy ones. I love a man with a beard that's, you know, like... Mm.
So you want it close to the face?
Yeah, close to the face.
But you don't want a bushy beard?
No.
Has somebody ever kissed you with a bushy beard?
Hell to the no.
Did they try?
Hell to the no.
Should they try?
Hell
all,
to the
all men with she bushy like, beards. Sharia has never
over.
Been kissed
find
by
her on the street,
a bushy beard man.
Hair.
Y'all need to come
and grab her.
Come and grab her.
I don't like excess hair on a man. Anywhere, like a little bit of hair, don't shave it all off. You know what I'm saying? Like I like manscaping, but like don't take it all off. That's not cute.
For you.
You.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
How did?
I know. Don't blame Demetrius.
This show turned into this show?
But okay, this is the
if
reason
y'all have a beard. I like it.
But you like
as long
bushy?
As it's combed out. Like I kind of think it's. cute when it's a little bit like crazy. I don't want to like.
Wait a minute! I'm about to be a hypocrite.
But I like when it's like.
I'm about to be a hypocrite.
Don't say what I think about to say.
I don't think you know what I'm about to say.
I know what you're about to say.
What do you think I'm about to say?
Something nasty.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead.
In Vegas, there was this brother.
She made out with a beard.
No, I did not make out with anybody. There was this brother who had, he had the long, but it was long, but it wasn't, no.
It's groomed.
I don't like this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind a little bit.
Like.
Yeah, but that's kind of what the look is. It was like this, and the Joker had gold bottom teeth.
Damn.
And he was dressed to the nines.
Gold teeth and a beard work for y'all.
Hot.
You like them?
That did something to me. Listen. Oh my God. But I don't know. I was like, no. But it worked.
Yay, beards.
It worked.
Keep up
he
the good
had
work,
on Yves Saint Laurent. It worked. Whoever you, I can't remember your name, but it worked. That's all I'm saying. Okay, next. Come on, Demetrius. It's hot in here.
It's hot because you don't start thinking about that dude like, that you was looking at in Vegas with the beard.
He had a girlfriend, so I was very respectful.
Bring it closer to her
I don't
face.
Play that. I'm very
was she
respectful. She was cute.
Okay.
She was cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it don't matter.
I didn't suggest that
no,
he did.
No, but
I'm just
I'm
curious.
Just, I'm, making, I'm not saying
did they
you
look
are.
Like a cute couple?
I'm telling... We'd have been a cuter couple. I'm just saying. However, that was who he chose. That was his chick. I think that was his chick. I got the sense. They might not have been a couple. I don't know, but I got the sense, and I was like, let me fall back.
You should have asked.
You should have asked, girl. You could have played in that beard.
Anyway, girl, you silly.
Look, you about to start laughing. Your lip quivering.
Listen, we gotta move on. I don't know. We have regressed, Lord have mercy. We have regressed.
Oh, let me say one thing. But the reason I don't make resolutions typically is that what I'll do is, like, especially in December, it's like if I see something that needs to be changed, I just start changing it because I feel like I don't want to wait until the new year to start doing something.
But a lot of people do. A lot of people think, okay, I think at some point during the year you give up and you're like, I'll just do this next year.
Yeah.
When do you think that is? Is that kind of like the middle of the year? Is that a couple months in?
In California, it started raining in December in ways that I wasn't okay with. So I just kind of was like, I don't need to go outside and run. So, like, I kind of fell off.
Yeah.
Even though, like, 2016 was actually a great workout year, sort of, like that end of the year.
Yes. But I just kind of don't you do that? I do that every year, though.
Yeah.
I know come November, it's about to get real bad for me up until the end of the year.
You're talking about working out or eating right? Yeah.
But I'm like consciously trying to like not do that. At least like, because I know I'm going to eat differently. Like, because it's the one time of year that I believe you should indulge and enjoy
like
with family and friends,
eat
whatever. You know, I eat differently. Yeah. So I would like to compensate and not also fall off the workout train as much as I do.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't successfully do that, but you know.
That's, put up the resolutions, the common ones that people go for, like every year, it's a lose weight. That's number one. I don't know if that's number one or if that's just number one on this list, but that's high up there. Lose weight, exercise, drink more water. If you smoke,
quit smoking.
Quit smoking. But those top two, well, actually the three, I say that all the time. Like I'm gonna lose a little weight. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to drink more water. And then I just got to a point where it's like, you know what? I think that my priority is being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to change. You know what I mean? There's no growth in being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow yourself to be a little uncomfortable, to have some discomfort before you can. So I don't even do resolutions anymore. Because I don't like the disappointment.
But you used to, huh?
Used to what?
Do resolutions.
I did.
You seem like you used to have a list.
Yeah, not a list. let me tell you what I just started doing was making lists. Again, that goes back to my word. One word is being intentional. And I want to get your words, too, for this year. Like, being intentional. Last year was the first year that I sat down and actually made a list of goals. And I've yet to do that for this year. I'm going to do that. And I'll tell you, it was really amazing. you know, and the word, the Bible talks about, you know, making it plain. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I said, so let me make it plain. Let me really try to, you know, be strategic and manifest this stuff. And I'll tell you, I achieved 70% of what I put down on that paper.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that to me was very rewarding and fulfilling. I didn't have to achieve 100% of mm-hmm. what I set out, but I achieved 70. And like, and I'm that's like, really that's good. Pretty, that's
I do
pretty
that.
Bad on goodness.
Now, I do come up with goals of yes. what I'm trying to accomplish.
Have you done anyway. That yet?
Like write it down?
Yes.
Or for this year?
For this year.
I did some of them for this year, but they're compartmentalized depending on different yes. areas of my life, though. Exactly. So I did some. Yeah.
There are some people that, okay, what was that? Let me read that saying. What was the saying? You guys, the quote?
Oh, about he who expects nothing.
Yes. The quote is, "Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed." And that's by Alexander Pope. What are your thoughts on that quote?
That was real deep. Because I can kind of fall into that. Often, actually, because I'm like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Let it happen. But I'm also, I took the Myers-Briggs test, and I'm, like, completely split down the middle. So, like, I'm, like, my brain is both sides. So, like, part of me is, like, would see that and be like, yeah, exactly. Like, go with the flow. What's going to be is going to be. You ain't expecting nothing. It ain't going to be nothing. It won't be bad. But if it's great, it's great. If it's not, it's not. So there's a huge part of me that is that. But there's also a huge part of me that sits down and writes goals and yes. writes out objectives and what I'm going to do. So those are sort of always battling back and forth yes. all the time. But I found that fascinating.
If you fail to plan, then you plan
to fail.
To fail.
So it's like, which one?
What does that mean to you?
When I look at it, I see it as a thing of I don't expect anything. I expect to just go through the process. Like, what is it? In Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi says to Daniel, don't expect to win or lose. Just expect to fight. I just expect to fight. And I don't worry about winning or losing.
Gotcha. I like that. You know what? When I read it, I was like, "Well, you gotta expect." That's what hope is. Hope is confident expectation. How do you not expect? But then I said, "Blessed." When I read it again, mm-hmm. "Blessed is he who expects nothing." I really think that speaks of a sense of entitlement mm-hmm. when you think that the world owes you something mm-hmm. or people owe you something, and it has to work out a certain way. If I do X, Y, Z, then you need to do, you know, A, B, C. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what that speaks of. And I think if you go into the year with that level of expectation, because really the world doesn't owe you anything.
Well, that was one reason that the study showed that people in Denmark were so happy yeah. or some of the happiest people yes. in the world, because they did not have very high expectations.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that they expected to die tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just
they're not like, yeah. I need to be the richest person in the world yes. or have every shoe in the book and like all of that. So.
And that's a good point, because some of our expectations, what leads to the disappointment is the fact that they're unrealistic.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. And this is the town of unrealistic.
We have a lot of we're disillusioned, and like, you know, if okay, here's the thing: if you've never exercised in your life, don't say you want to run a marathon this year. Like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But that's also hard, because at the same time,
you are setting yourself up to fail.
Some people are. But not everybody, because some people need like a monumental thing to achieve. Like, I'm one of those people that, like, if I'm not a runner, okay, I'm never gonna run a marathon. But if you wanted me to get to a place where I could run a marathon, like, I would have to have like some crazy ass, like, I gotta compete against this number in this time for this marathon, which may seem insane at that point, but if mm-hmm. I have a powerful enough, strong enough weight, which may seem completely out of reach, some people are people that I will prove to you that I will get to that. So, like, I feel like for some people...
Demetrius is laughing. Why are you laughing,
that's
Demetrius?
Necessary.
Because
what
that's
you think,
crazy
Demetrius?
Shit, man.
But some people have to mind fuck themselves.
So crazy.
Like, everybody's mind works differently, and sometimes you need a good mind fuck to make you believe that you can achieve some things that you, in your own person as you are right now, could never see yourself maybe getting there, but you, if you have the right sort of crazy thought that could possibly get you there. Like, it propels them.
So sum up your philosophy for this year.
My philosophy for this year is to just be more of who I am every single day and enjoy life and stop stressing and worrying about all the bullshit. And I keep saying bullshit because there's been a lot of bullshit. So, like, for me, it's just keep moving. I'm still in that space. Like, stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is going to happen. And I'm one of those people that, like, on election day, I got shifted. My entire being got shifted. Like, it was like, and I have faith. I believe in God. I also believe in evil people. Mm-hmm. So I know the capabilities of what he can do, but I can't stay in that. So my goal is to just dust it off. I got to keep moving forward.
And there's a surrender to the stuff that you
surrender
can't control.
Because I can't control none of that.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to.
To the stuff. So, one word for you, like, what's your one word?
I got to do, it's one word?
Oh, no. You don't have to limit it to one word. So, what is, like, your philosophy for going into this year?
For 2017?
Yes.
Welcome.
Two words.
It's going to be mine. I promise you, before I do a lot of stuff, I'm going to consider a
what
risk.
What does
and I'm
that
be like,
mean?
Because
let me tell you.
Does that feel negative, though?
No, it doesn't.
It's positive.
No, it kind of seems, to a degree, necessary.
Yeah. I did not expect you to say that.
To a degree necessary. But I've known you for a little bit now. And it kind of seemed like that was your philosophy for 2016.
So it ain't nothing new. You feel like you was doing it right all along. So you good.
Yes.
I will say this. There is something that I am dealing with that I believe that a lot of people seem to believe in fate, and I don't believe in fate.
What do you believe in?
I believe more so in free will and luck.
Okay, so what's the difference between fate and luck?
Okay.
Because free will is just to choose.
Choose.
So you think let me shut up and let you talk.
No, I like your question. Because you're helping to explain this, without me having to rack my brain to like, okay, let me explain this. But I think when it comes to fate means that something is destined to happen regardless to what you do. Luck, on the other hand, is by happenstance. It's a chance. It could happen, could not happen. It just happens to happen. It's a freak thing.
Mm.
So I don't believe that things are destined. I think that things happen as a result of people doing certain things. And periodically, that which has a very low probability of happening just happens. But that's why that probability is there. But I don't think it's fated to happen. It just happens.
Interesting. What do you think, Miss Courtney? Because that's a really interesting...
These are questions that can't be, like, subject, for me at least, wrapped up tightly and put in a box. Because I sort of believe, I don't necessarily believe in luck, because I believe in a universe that has been sort of placed here, and we're all placed here, and I think we're all here for a reason, and all of that jazz.
Yes.
Like, so I can't necessarily believe that luck exists if I'm here for a reason, because my reason isn't luck. I don't know whether or not we find the reason, figure out the reason. I feel like that's sort of the journey of life, and that's what we're supposed to do.
That's the process.
A combination, because
that's what I mean. Maybe
because some people think that everything is meant to be, like this touch is meant to be, and it's not.
You know what though? Luck to me speaks to a surprise, like a surprise blessing. Something just happened. Like I have a hard time with luck because I believe that there is a God who's omniscient, who's all-knowing. So how are you just going to get lucky?
But why not?
Like, if God is all-knowing, then he knows. So things have been put in place.
But
you
then
understand?
Is it not luck to him, but it's luck to us?
It's the way you look. Right. It can be semantics, but I don't think it is by the way you're describing
it. Because, okay, I'll give you an example. It's this show called DC Legends of Tomorrow, and they travel through time. Okay, and sometimes they'll say, okay, this person is not essential to the timeline, and that you can pull them out of existence, and it won't affect anything.
Oh, no, no.
And so I think, like, okay,
you think you could.
Yeah, I think there's certain people you can pull out, won't affect anything.
I don't think so at all. I think the story has been told. We're in this elusive thing called time.
Then if that's the case, then there would be no free will.
That's not true.
How could there be? Because I'm destined to sit right here whether I want to or not.
There are many paths to the same destination, so to speak. So, for me, to say you can take somebody out and they won't affect anything, maybe they don't affect that path, but they may affect all the 65 million other paths that are in existence.
It's like your GPS. When you put in a destination, right? It doesn't matter what you do. You have free will. Mm-hmm. You don't have to follow. You can make a left when it says make a right. But what it'll do is it'll keep giving you the opportunity to get back on track. And I kind of think that's the way God does with us. But I also think that at the end of the day, or at the end of all of this thing we call life, God's purpose will prevail, whatever that is. And I think sometimes that we can forfeit the opportunities that he has placed before us. I really do. I think we can forfeit. I think I'm predestined.
Okay, so, because then but I don't that's know the what case, I'm, at that point, that's we're why saying you try. The same thing.
Okay.
Because then nothing is destined to happen. Nothing is fated.
But it is destined to happen. We just...
Not if I can forfeit. I can't forfeit it.
But then that's your destination.
Destined.
Yes. The thing is, he gives it to you. You pass on it. He gives it to me. I don't do with it what I'm supposed to do, and it goes to Corby. And it was always destined that way. Because based on what
then,
he knows.
Then, but see, if it was always destined that way, then I never really, that's not a real choice.
It is a choice.
No, it's not really.
Because based on what God knows you're going to do, like he sets, and it's tricky. Now we're getting into a very theological
conversation.
Hey, I told you it's not an easy conversation.
So I want to think about this because I had a discussion over Christmas about this. And I'm like, no. Some things are just dumb luck. It just happened.
Well, I don't believe in luck, but I'm going to tell you the luckiest person I know is Will Smith. When I tell you, I'm like, really, dude? Really? Like, lucky. I don't believe in luck, but if I did.
Now, I'm saying this, like, some people define luck as preparation meeting opportunity. And you have to put yourself in the position to be lucky.
Yes.
It's like, I can't sit right here, and let's say I want to be a rapper. I can't sit right here and think, okay, next thing you know, Jay-Z's going to knock on the door.
But how was that lucky when I've prepared?
Because many
that's not
people,
lucky.
No, many people prepare.
Lucky to me is a fluke.
Mm-mm. Well, you said destination, preparation meeting opportunity. So some people would say that the preparation is what you do as man. The opportunity is the divine.
Right.
And that is the
some people would say that.
Not
that.
Yes.
I would not say that. I would say you prepare. You like, say for people who come to Los Angeles, they prepare, they come to Los Angeles, they put themselves in the position to get discovered. And they do all the things that they're supposed to do. But some people who I've seen, very talented, do everything they're supposed to do, it just don't happen. Why? Unlucky.
What
just
destined.
Happened. But did the opportunity not show up? Or was the preparation
sometimes,
not to the full?
No, sometimes the opportunity just does not show up. And for some people, they get the opportunity, they don't deserve it, take advantage of it, or they just happen to be
but
there.
How do you
right
determine
place, right
who
time?
Deserves the opportunity? Because you don't know really what everybody's walk actually is.
But don't you kind of sometimes know when somebody should not have that, but they got it? I've heard people sing songs where I'm like, she shouldn't have that song. That song should have went to such and such. But she knew this person and happened to get it.
Well, but that was your finite logic trying to figure that out. There's no, there's no credence to the fact that that's really what happened.
But you know, it was a song on Spike Lee's soundtrack one time. Spike Lee said it. And this guy sung it because Spike could not get Stevie Wonder. That Stevie Wonder really should have sung this song. You can hear it. This should be Stevie.
But
just didn't
how
happen.
Do you know that that wasn't cosmically planned, that Stevie wasn't available, didn't want to do it, whatever, so that this other guy would
well,
have his opportunity?
He couldn't afford
Stevie.
Well, there you go.
But
so
you know what I think?
That's
I
not
think
luck, though.
That philosophy.
It was lucky that you couldn't afford Stevie.
I think that philosophy that you have leads to regrets. I think it leads to people just being depressed. I should have, and if I could have, and I was supposed to. No, I think all things work together for the good.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Yes. What do you think? How do you think it makes a person to feel if they move to Los Angeles, they do everything they're supposed to do?
Yes.
And God does not reward them.
Let me
that
say
fate
this.
I'm gonna give them. You, that I'm is a, fate. That's going to make them depressed.
I'm going to give you a real example.
Okay, I'm listening.
When my mom got ill, this was in 2008. She had just turned 60. she knew something was wrong. She said she kept having these back problems and was having cortisone shots. So she basically checked herself into the hospital, Cedars. Uh-huh. 3 days after she was there, we found out she had stage 4 cancer. What I did, because this is, I stand on the word of God, I believed, and I did not waver in that belief, that she was going to be healed. I did everything as a Christian and as a believer that I was supposed to do. I believed. I didn't waver. I spoke life over her. I prayed for her. We laid hands on her, and God took her in 28 days. Mm-hmm. I was faced with, what am I going to make that mean? Does my faith not work? Or, at the end of the day, is God just God? And I need to do what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I had so much peace with that. I had peace with the fact that I know that I did exactly what I was supposed to do, but he saw fit to be God. Mm-hmm. So there's a surrender in that. There's a peace in that. Do you understand?
I understand what you mean, and I get that, but I think it's different for someone who dedicates their life to something to not receive it.
But you
maybe
have to
that's
determine.
That's not what it's supposed to be.
That's the thing. Like,
that's
I feel
what
like
I'm saying.
You don't always, like, just because you've dedicated yourself to something, yes, that's your free will, that's your choice, mm-hmm, that doesn't necessarily mean you were in alignment with what was planned for you.
Exactly.
If you are in that sort
but
of belief
But he doesn't
space.
Believe in being but, predestined. And but, that's where the disconnect from our conversation is. I do
right.
believe. If you are meant, if God has assigned you, and I believe that everybody has a purpose and a calling and an assignment, if your assignment, if your calling in this life is to teach kindergarten, you're not going to prosper as an actress or an actor. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen to the degree that you will ever be satisfied.
And if you desire, because we talked about this before, like being an actor versus being a celebrity and all of that, like, you may very well be meeting that desire in your heart that you need to do to be an actor, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make your living as an actor.
That's right.
You don't stop being a creative. Sure. You don't stop being an actor just because your profession is to be a dentist. Like, you can still do plays on the weekend and all of that. Like, you can still live in that space and experience that space, but I feel like the world system has us set up to believe a lot of things, like you were saying before, we're in Hollywood and everybody has all these like supreme dreams. The same way that in the Masters of Industry, everybody ain't a master of industry. Everybody ain't gonna be at the top of Hollywood. Like, and so you, some actors, I would say, have to accept that you may want to be an actor, you may be an actor, but you may not be an actor in the way that you think is
well,
the
amen. Where's my pie? You need an offering, child. I'm going to give you like
I don't need no offering.
A dollar
I just, and a quarter. I just believe in that, you know, there's luck. You I don't think it's destiny.
And you know what? And you have free will. You can believe in that. And we love you and we respect you
for
those beliefs. Praise God. God loves you. We love you.
I know God loves me.
I just know you better start telling the truth. In 2017.
I'm telling the truth right now. That's you better leave me the hell alone, Sheree. Get back to that damn paper.
That was an inside joke, y'all. I'm sorry. That was an inside joke. Okay, so wait a minute. Let's get out to our Halo Award. I think we got still what? How much more time do we have? We're having a good time.
Wind
this was
it down.
Good. But what does wind it down mean? How much time do we have?
Give
we
her a countdown.
Three
there we
minutes.
Go.
Lord Jesus.
3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes. Let's do a Halo Award. Okay, I'll do it.
I know what you're going to do.
Yes.
I'm not on board with this.
You're
not
on board with celebrating Janet Jackson,
no,
who had a baby?
Oh,
at
wow.
I'm on. I think we should Halo Award the baby that made it out and is healthy and is good, and praise the Lord for that. Because Janet, girl, that's deep.
What's wrong with you? Okay, what
you
am
want,
I missing?
Do you want baby right now?
I don't. I don't. But she does. I mean, and the fact is, here's what happens. You know what we're bombarded with in this life, in this city, in this industry, is the fact that when we're certain, you can't do XYZ because you're too old. And she was like, you know what? What's your motto? Your two-word motto for this year? Your two-word philosophy?
Fuck them.
That's what Janet said. I'm having me a baby. And she did. Baby boy. So Halo Award to her.
Halo Award to Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Girl,
and her husband.
For the miracle birth that's only happened 600 and about 6 billion other times.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Demetrius, I'm not saying Demetrius is going to spend eternity in hell. He's going to be there for a weekend, at least a weekend.
He's going to hang out.
Okay, we got
to
close.
They don't send me to hell.
Just for a weekend.
Not,
for a Saturday and a Sunday. Mm.
You just might look
from Saturday. No, that's good heaven
days.
They're going to be partying.
Oh, you going to go Monday and Tuesday?
You're not going to be partying in hell. You're going to be melting.
No, I'm saying she's sending me to hell on Saturday and Sunday. That's where the party is.
You're going to be in hell on a Monday and Tuesday looking for luck.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some luck. Ooh.
You
okay, start rapping, please.
I might be at the gate.
Sheree! Courtney!
Won't that be a mess? The pearly gates. And if Demetrius like, hey, y'all, I'll see your name on the
no
list.
No, boo. No, luck.
And
you ain't
behind her.
You
yeah,
ain't, you ain't lucky,
her.
Boo. You so ain't lucky.
What's your name?
Lord have mercy. Courtney, we got to sum this thing up. What are your closing thoughts for our audience and listeners to propel them, to encourage them in the new year of 2017?
Okay.
What you got?
For those of y'all in America, I would say take a look at how the committee got shut down about the whole ethics thing, and that our words and our thoughts and our opinions do matter, and don't give up just because Trump is in office. Get louder.
Mm.
That's
damn.
What I have to say.
Mm.
Done. All right.
That was good. Go ahead, Demetrius. What you got?
I said, no, fuck off.
Oh, Lord.
I'm really
okay,
mean that.
So, okay, you okay, really so that's, it. That's.
I'm about to double down on that.
Lord
like,
have mercy.
If that's how I was in 2016,
it's going to be like.
Oh, my God. I'm
you're
so like, believed.
So you F them squared.
Fuck them.
Evan Square.
I'm about to live my, I live my life. I told you, like true. Emily Gilmore from Gilmore Girls. Combined with Ice Cube.
I want when I want it.
I can't
and
with
when
him.
When I don't, get out of
I
my
can't
way.
With him. Well, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that you can't change what has already happened. You can't. I think we have to make peace with our past. Mm-hmm. Continue to hope, though. Don't have an expectation to the degree that you feel entitled. But I think we need to hope, and I think we need to strive. And that's really it. And we're just believing the best for you and your family in 2017. And we really thank you for joining us and watching. God bless y'all. Yes!
I feel good.
Heathen.
I feel good.
I ain't toasting you.
Come on,
don't call
me
a heathen.
Me.
I mean, I'm not toasting on that.
Technically, doesn't that qualify?
What?
Definition of a heathen? Like,
that I believe in God.
No, you don't. What God no. you serve? What God you serve? Like, what's that you claim? What God you serve?
I'm just not religious.
I'm not religious. Say what? You think I'm religious? What makes me religious?
Kind of.
Oh, this the show for next week. This the show for next week, dog. We better not be.
We still on?
We're taping this?
Still on. Please wrap out. Fuck them.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.